first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Rich shares his story of birth and death during World War II.
My father used to say, "Your mother died because your head was too big." Just an example of my dad's dark humor. Did he really believe that? Was it a harsh comment on my vanity, or literally on the size of my skull? Admittedly, I weighed 11 pounds when I was born in 1940 into a world which had been at war for a year, and the kitchen table onto which I slithered was less hygienic than the hospital beds in the nearby city of Coventry, which was unreachable because of the Blitz. Coventry was destroyed before I was a month old, provoking another black paternal joke. They aimed at the big baby and missed by 7 miles. Relic monuments of the medieval town, 3 Gothic spires which had given the bombers an easy target, could be seen from a ridge near our farm. A few stray bombs fell on our fields. Ponds filled the craters. Reeds grew along the fringes, where moorhens and mallards nested. Cattle, sheep, and horses had fresh watering holes. By D-Day, 3 years later, my mother was too ill to appreciate the successful Allied invasion. She moved from our farm to her brother's more comfortable house and died there some months later. World War II encompassed the life she shared with me, but I could hardly be blamed for the war or her death.
Alan Rich is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.